Hello.
Hello, my name is Latasha. Return your call from customer support.
Hi, this is Monisha, and is this from Bank of America?
No, ma'am, this is not Bank of America.
Okay, so.
So could you have called the wrong location?
And this is regarding what?
We just got your message for customer support. So maybe you thought it was Bank of America or something.
Yeah, because I tried calling a customer care support on my credit card number. So am I on the
What's your
wrong
zip
place?
code?
It's 07087.
Thank you. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Monisha, Monisha, and my last name is Dayananda.
Might could have been the wrong, but let me just check, okay? Let me place you on a brief 30 seconds, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, Miss Monisha. I'm still looking for your account, okay? Let me place you
Sure.
back on a 3 second 30 second hold, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, I have found your information. Can you verify your shipping address?
Okay, my previous address was different, and I recently shifted like 2 days ago. Can I give it a new address?
Provide me with the old one, I think. Let me try that one and see if
Okay,
this is it.
that's 625 38th Street,
Yes, this is it.
Union City. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just let the account load, then we can go over it for you, okay? Give me about 30
Sure.
more seconds. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Take your time. Yeah.
Okay, I have your information right here. How can I help you on this account?
Yeah, so I did not do a payment using my credit card, but then I think $57 has been deducted and it wasn't me. I think it's a fraud.
Let's see here. Have you spoken with anyone as of yet, or you called your bank? What happened?
No, actually, I wanted to repay my credit card amount, so I opened the BofA app, and then but I hadn't used that money. Then I clicked on it, and there was a number, so I thought of calling and reporting it.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. So someone else probably have used your card or anything?
No, not anyone except me. Just me.
Okay, and you're the only one in the home, and
yeah. It's just
okay.
Me and my husband. He's got his own card, so he doesn't use mine.
Tell him he better not pick it up.
No, he actually pays for me, so no point in that.
Okay, so we can go ahead and do this as fraud for you. I will send you over to our fraud investigation so they can go ahead and get everything set up for you, okay?
Sure, no problem.
So let me go ahead and put your information in for you. I'll place you back on a brief file at 2 minute hold.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I just canceled that out, and let me just get through, okay? I'm almost done,
sure.
And I can transfer you over. Thank
sure.
you. Do you remember, like, doing any kind of surveys where you entered to win some kitchen supplies?
No, I don't remember. No, I haven't used it.
Oh, okay. So let me go ahead and finish it for you. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
She said, copy here. She can't know, say I'm doing it wrong, cause baby, I'm make sure. I'm sorry, Miss Monisha. I'm sorry. I was just speaking, but it was still on mute.
No
but
problem.
Do you have a pen and piece of paper to write down your cancellation number?
Oh, sure. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, I think I'm ready to take that. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. The cancellation number is CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
262, right?
Uh-huh.
85 55 55 52. 52.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me give it back to you just to confirm. It's C like in Charlie. 262 85 55 52.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, and what I can do is go ahead and transfer you over to our fraud department where they can further assist you with your account today, okay?
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Have a great day.